T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 on a Thursday morning, 37 degrees. Two out-of-state women are dead after a head-on crash in Cowley County on U.S. Highway 60 east of Winfield. The Cowley County Sheriff's Office reports a pickup crossed the center line and struck another pickup. 64-year-old Geraldine Patrick of Shell Knob, Missouri, was taken to Wesley Medical Center, where she later died. Her passenger, 58-year-old Patricia Blake of Dallas, Georgia, was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the other pickup was hospitalized in critical condition.
Kansas Governor Jeff Collier has issued a state of disaster declaration because of the rains that soaked much of Kansas this week.
As of Wednesday, the Kansas Division of Emergency Management says it has not yet received requests for assistance from any counties. But the emergency declaration will speed the state's response should local governments need help with response and recovery operations. Many roads are closed as rivers and creeks overflow their banks across the state. The Arkansas River in Wichita is closed to all recreational activities for a week after the rains brought more than 11 times the average amount of water to the river for this time of year. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Even though demand for gasoline usually goes down in the fall and refineries are switching to less expensive blends, the price at the pump is going up. Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas says even though prices are up about 40 cents from last year, the prices are still good relative to the rest of the country.
We're about 15 cents less than the national average, which is $2.91 a gallon. We currently have the 13th cheapest gas in the country. There's 14 or 15 states right now that are paying $3 or more per gallon, including our neighbors in Colorado. They're getting close. They're at $2.97.
Kansas gas prices range from $2.52 in Nickerson in Reno County to $3.20 in Longton in Elk County.
In Stafford County in western Kansas, residents of St. John have been without a grocery store for more than 2 years since their local Dillon's closed in 2016. Yesterday, Stafford Economic Development and White's Foodliner cut the ribbon on their new grocery store in St. John. KSN News spoke with Carolyn Dunn, director of Stafford County Economics.
We predict that if people shop here, as was calculated, that this will have a total impact of over $10 million a year in this community.
Dunn says the county raised $1 million in grants and a charitable contributions and borrowed some money to make this happen.
There are some new indications that President Trump may be getting ready to replace Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
President Trump has reportedly talked with the Attorney General's own chief of staff about replacing Jeff Sessions. The Washington Post reporting the president is still keenly interested in ousting the nation's top cop. But President Trump tells Fox's Shannon Bream,
"Well, we're going to see what happens. Let's all see. The nice part is that everybody's working together."
Right now, the expectation around the White House is that Sessions and his deputy, Rod Rosenstein, will stay on the job through the midterms. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
You may need to shell out more for your mail.
The Postal Service wants to raise the cost of a first-class stamp by 5 cents, bringing it to 55 cents total. If approved by regulators, the increase would be the biggest we've seen since 1991. The service claims to be bleeding money because of a drop in the amount of mail it carries. The increase request comes after President Trump blasted the Postal Service for losing a fortune by not charging higher shipping rates for Amazon.com and other online retailers. The service has been seeing some strong gains in package deliveries, but that's been outweighed by pension and health care costs. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of high pressure continues to track across central Kansas today, but it quickly moves out and more showers will move in late tonight. The high today 54, off and on rain overnight with a low 46. Then showers continue through early Friday, tomorrow 55. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, north wind at 7 miles per hour. 37 degrees. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Thursday, October 11, 2018. What happened on this date, Ted? In 1975. On this date in 1975, Saturday Night Live made its debut on NBC. Live from New York. It's Saturday Night.
Which, you know,
made a big
impact. At the time, people were like,
there it is.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Who's going to stay up late
on a Saturday,
and watch a comedy, a sketch comedy show?
A lot of us
wasn't given much of a chance.
A lot of us did. I was a pretty good fan for the first few years there. Mm-hmm. There were some funny people on there.
They put together the right people in the right place at the right time, and it became a phenomenon.
Saturday Night Live.
Still on the air.
Yep. A New Hampshire restaurant is offering free steak tips to anyone with tips on a recent burglary at their location. Police say a man broke into Tuckaway Tavern and Butchery in Raymond early Tuesday, stole more than $25,000. The man was captured on surveillance video entering the closed restaurant with a crowbar, and a restaurant manager says one of their safes was broken into. Restaurant says in a Facebook post that it's offering a $2,000 cash reward and free steak tips for the duration of the burglar's sentence to anyone who helps police catch the man. Tips for tips.
Free steak tips.
Yeah.
I love that.
I don't know. I'm a small business person. I don't know if I'm going to leave $25,000 in cash even in my safe.
Ooh.
You figure out a way to squirrel it out of there somehow. Anyway, so somebody couldn't break in and just take 25 grand. Woo! President Trump has signed into law two bills that would allow pharmacists to tell consumers when paying cash would be cheaper than using insurance for their prescriptions.
Yeah, as things existed, they weren't allowed to tell consumers that.
Under bipartisan legislation he signed Wednesday, health plans or middlemen can no longer prohibit pharmacists from telling customers when they would be better off not using their insurance plans. You know, stuff like this just is logical.
Doesn't that just drive you crazy when you hear stuff like this?
When we tried to overhaul the healthcare system a few years ago, we just let the insurance companies tell us what to do. You know, you guys got all this political money. We'll just do it your way.
Yeah.
They should have just thrown
them
out.
And who gets screwed? We do. The people that are sick and can't afford medicine.
And I got nothing against the insurance industry, but in this case, pharmaceutical, fake pharma, and the insurance company, they control it.
Right.
Anyway. Doesn't do any good to complain about that one. It's 6:35.
Well, hopefully more laws will get passed that end up helping people that need help the most.
Yep, that's what we're after, the people who need help the most. All right, this weekend, first of all, I want to talk about what you're doing with the benefit for the Lord's Diner at St. Vincent's Catholic Church in Andover. Tomorrow you got the first first night, right? Opening night.
A couple of events. Tomorrow is a preview party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just the murder mystery at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Tickets are $20 each, and that includes beer, wine, and snacks.
Yeah.
It's only about a 45-minute show. It's family-friendly, so...
Yeah, it is. I took the girls, the granddaughter.
Yeah, you went
to
that Friday night preview party last year.
And, of course, you're in the cast. You're probably the killer, right?
I'm always the victim.
Oh, you're always the victim.
Every year,
huh?
I'm always the person that gets...
Yes,
air quote
well,
murdered.
That's got to be easy because in the first act, like in about, you have about three lines and then you're dead, right?
Well, no, it's towards the end of the show.
Okay. It's toward the end.
It builds up to the murder.
So now, did you say yesterday one of your brothers is in the cast?
My brother Ned is in the cast for the first time.
Does he have a background on stage or is this something
he did in high school at Caban?
Okay. Well,
did a little bit at K-State, but. Really hasn't been in the show in probably about 26, 27 years.
Well, good. This will be good for him.
So, yeah, I think he's having a lot of fun.
I'm sure he will.
And then the big event is Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Those are $75 tickets, and that includes the hors d'oeuvres, the drinks, dinner, dessert, silent live auction. It's all a big, huge benefit for the Lord's Diner.
For the Lord's Diner. And, they do terrific work down there, as you know.
But, so the more expensive night, Saturday, if you can't... Before that, a little less expensive night is Friday night, 7 o'clock out at St. Vincent's at Andover, and we've had listeners come before, and I'd love to see you there.
Yeah. Yeah, go up and say hi to Ted. Listen, there's another big thing going on this weekend in Wichita. It actually starts Sunday night, I believe, and that is the Kansas Association Broadcasters annual convention.
Yeah,
they have an annual
meeting
where they talk about business. They do some seminars and whatnot, and it's starting early next week, Monday, and they also hand out the awards. And we've always had a good showing there. This year, no different. Ted has won the, best sportscast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, best complete sportscast. Got it right here in front of me. So Ted's going to be getting a top prize there. And we have some other winners here at KNSS. In fact, Tony Dusing, Patrick Murphy, and the entire news staff are getting the first place for the KNSS station website.
How about that?
We do a lot of
Patrick does a lot of work on that.
Patrick does. Yep. We do a lot of updating here as the news people, and so we're going to get an award for that.
Yeah. Can,
we're looking forward to that.
When is that?
Well, they got the opening. They got the Hall of Fame thing on Sunday night.
Now, you're a member of the Hall of Fame. Yeah, will you go to that?
I might.
Welcome the next generation of Hall of Famers to the club.
They're going to induct a couple of people, so, you know. I'm not sure whether I'm going or not.
But, get to wear your Hall of Fame smoking jacket.
Yeah, I've got the official Hall of Fame smoking jacket on there. But no, that's coming up. KEB, all the broadcasters are going to be in town this weekend, so make sure you get the women and children off the streets. Something, I don't know. 6:39 now with Steve and Ted. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The live cattle and feeder cattle futures closed negative Wednesday, with the feeders having the largest losses. The opening yesterday morning also saw the cattle complex gap to the downside. There has also been 63 live cattle deliveries made on Tuesday against our live cattle contract. Cattle kill this week is lower than last week due to some packers doing maintenance and some just cutting hours back. Lean hogs closed on the negative side also yesterday. On the close, December live cattle 67 cents lower at 116.47. November feeders down $1.32 at 156.17. With December lean hogs 62 cents lower at 55.95. The entire commodity sector experienced negative trading and closes Wednesday. The wheat, corn, and soybeans followed suit to the downside. And today is the USDA supply and demand report that is expected to be showing increases in grain and soybean production and their supplies. Now, that comes at 11 o'clock this morning. We also saw yesterday the Dow drop 832 points and have its lowest close since August 16th. At the moment, December KC wheat's a penny and a quarter lower at 515. December corn down a penny and three quarters at 361. November soybeans down 3.5 cents at 848 and three quarters. November crude oil trading $1.31 lower at 71.86. December gold's up $13.5 at $1,206.90. December S&P down 22.5 points now at 2758.5. December dollar index 35 cents lower at 94.82. And December Dow Jones futures are down 220 points at 25,300. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So what's going on with the stock market there, huh?
Well, the tech stocks really took a hit yesterday, and that helped pull everything to the downside.
The tech stocks, huh?
Right.
And that'll be hit.
And they've got a little bit of a problem right now because I think people are starting to realize that a lot of these big tech companies have taken advantage of the public of not being scrutinized for their mistakes and to release documents sometimes when there's been breaches on people's personal information and stuff. And kind of came back to haunt them yesterday.
I can't imagine that they'd do something like that. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Tom. 641, Stephen Ted. We have the Cirque du Soleil Crystal coming to town. That's October 24th to 28th at Interest Bank Arena. And I've got a pair of tickets to go see one of those performances for caller number 4 at 869-1330. I'll throw in a $20 gift card from Freddy's if you'd like to go see Cirque du Soleil coming up October 24th to 28th at Interest Bank Arena. 642 now. Give it here for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, selling out of an insurance policy. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.